Welcome to another day in the Matrix, and this is a crucial update after the recent shakeout. We're seeing something unfold that I mentioned in my last video regarding this exact phase of the bull run that we're in now, between mid to late December, which has to do with the relationship between Bitcoin and the altcoins. After Bitcoin dominance topped out in late November and then dropped over 10% to spill over some of that liquidity into the altcoins, what we're seeing now is Bitcoin regaining dominance as it's traded into new all-time highs earlier this week, and that recovery in dominance right now clearly is showing in the altcoins. So in today's video, we'll be covering this recent volatility and revisiting the key points from my last video mentioning Christmas week, which is right around the corner, and what to expect as we close off this year of 2024 in the crypto market. So if you're new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to unlock your infinite potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and become a more profitable investor. Now, let's take the clear pill. So in my last video, we focused on the next move for the crypto market requiring some emotional preparation. And ideally, for the rest of this bull run, it's best to keep your emotions completely out of the picture, especially if you are new here. And what we were discussing was this breakout for Bitcoin, and then as Bitcoin stalls out temporarily, especially with Bitcoin dominance going up, that if Bitcoin was to correct, we would see some blood in the streets for altcoins. So I identified a pattern that was playing out during the end of 2020. You see to the left is the Bitcoin chart, and to the right is Total 3, which is effectively the entire crypto market cap, excluding Bitcoin and Ethereum. And this pattern that I identified for the end of 2020 into early 2021, focusing specifically on the late December timeframe, because Bitcoin was breaking out into price discovery for that cycle, and then it proceeded to stall out during this moment right here. And if you look to the left of the screen and watch as I scroll through and then focus on the right of the screen, you'll see that as Bitcoin was breaking out into higher highs, we were actually experiencing a pretty noticeable correction for the altcoins. From mid-December 2020 until the end of that year, moving into 2021, you'll see that Bitcoin broke out higher, but the December 20th through 23rd timeframe, the altcoins corrected down to their lows that came in the middle of the month of December, and in some cases, there were altcoins that dropped even lower. Essentially, it was a liquidation event, because as you can see, it was short-lived. And this moment gave one really solid buying opportunity for altcoins before everything went absolutely parabolic. And that seems to be playing out now as we speak. Over the past 48 hours, we've seen Bitcoin top out earlier this week and then have a micro correction. Remember, we're trading at 101,000 right now. But because Bitcoin dominance has regained and a lot of these altcoins have made a very drastic move over the month of November into just a couple weeks ago, this is what I was warning about. And because we're seeing it unfold, I actually went ahead and made some new investments. So I even ended up adding some brand new positions to my portfolio, which I covered in my latest Red Pill podcast, which I titled The New Investment Special. And that is available now for Patreon supporters of our mastermind community over at patreon.com/watersabove. And another perk of joining that membership is you'll actually get live updates whenever I buy or sell my investments. So I've been taking action over the past couple days. I know some of these altcoins look bruised and beaten up, but that's just the nature of crypto. We had the exact same thing happen at the exact same time of year in 2020, and also even in the 2012 cycle, correcting during mid-December, which is important for me to bring up because that was during the Chinese Year of the Dragon. Just like here in 2024, we're in the Year of the Dragon, and we'll definitely be reviewing that later in today's video. After all, that's why you tune into this channel, so you can get the esoteric outlook on the markets. And if you resonate with what we're doing here, make sure to hit that subscribe button. So we have less than 2 weeks to go in this year, and yesterday, Fed Jerome Powell spellcasted the market with another interest rate cut of about 25 basis points. And we've been seeing a noticeable correction across the board. And to me, this is just an orchestrated shakeout to shake out new investors who are not used to these types of moves. And if you happen to be new to these markets, or if this is your first crypto bull run, that's amazing. But I have to be real with you. These next 3 months are going to be a hell of a ride if you don't have a plan, because this is the phase of the bull run where there's the most money to be made and simultaneously the most money is lost from making emotionally charged decisions. And that's why here at Waters Above, we're the calm amongst the chaos, because we know that's essential to make this our most profitable bull run. And if you're interested in learning my strategies to become a more profitable investor due to popular demand after receiving a bunch of requests since Black Friday ended, I've decided to run a holiday sale this year, which is likely to be my last sale I have all the way until Black Friday next year. So if you missed out on Black Friday and you wanted to take advantage of this opportunity, my holiday sale is now live over at watersabove.com/store. And you can use the promo code HOLIDAY24 at checkout for the biggest discount available in my courses. The link in that promo code will be found in the description of this video and in the pinned comment below. And if you're interested in decoding, and you want to learn how I use gematria, numerology, and astrology, well, this is the perfect time, because just last night I've added a new installment to my decoding mastermind called the Trinity Masterclass. So now this course has over 50 video tutorials in 4 complete modules covering perception mastery, duality masterclass, even my entire crypto decoding blueprint for free within this course. So this is perfect for those that are specifically interested in learning how I decode cryptocurrencies, as well as the new Trinity Masterclass that I just launched last night, making this a comprehensive decoding course where you'll learn my exact decoding system with step-by-step video tutorials. And for those of you that have already picked up my crypto decoding blueprint in the past, or if you have my decoding mastermind, you could vouch for the quality and value of that project. Since I gave warnings about what to expect after the October solar eclipse this year in early October, and as a bonus, I covered how I see things going for this crypto market for the entire year of 2025. So it gives you everything you need to know a year out. And so far, what I taught in that course has played out beautifully. And one of the key dates that I put emphasis on in that crypto decoding blueprint was March 14th, 2025, the next total lunar eclipse, which is why I titled this video, 3 months Until It Begins, because from today until that very important astrological event is 3 months. And now I want to lay out the foundation for what to expect over the next 3 months. And first, it's important that we go over to Bitcoin in 2012 and 2013. I know it seems like a blast from the past, but it's important because there's something esoteric to talk about here. So we're going to be going all the way back to this time frame right over here, which is effectively the mid-December, late December time frame. This is an important time to mention because it was the Chinese year of the dragon and moving into the year of the snake in 2013, and that's what we're about to move into. So I'm giving you some preparation and something to consider. During December 2012, Bitcoin initially topped out December 14th and then corrected into December 17th, essentially in mid-December, and then it chopped around through New Year's. And then by mid-January, Bitcoin broke out parabolically all the way until the end of about actually April 10th. And that's important to bring up also because April 10th was a new moon. And this is something that I teach because what we see most of the time is Bitcoin's major tops are always on a new moon. And that's a big part of my investment thesis. So this is my thesis moving into late January and late February regarding the January and February new moons. Just keep that in mind. These two crucial dates here of January 29th and February 27th. But let's focus on this mid-December correction we're experiencing now, because it's actually something that I brought up a couple months ago in regards to the stock market specifically. And perhaps there's newer people to my channel over the past month. I am really grateful for all of your support joining here. And I know that we're in probably one of the fastest moving and developing markets. And sometimes people don't go back and they watch the videos that were posted, even in as recent as October. And I think it's important sometimes to go back and track some of that stuff, because if you're just joining now and this is maybe your second video you've ever watched from this channel, there might be some confusion. And again, we've always been looking at things very long term here. And what I mean by that is we have very long time horizons that we're preparing for. Usually 6 months in advance, we're aware of a pivot. So anyone in the comments section could vouch for us talking about March 2025 here and on every podcast and interview I've done this whole year. So I've been sharing this information with people very far in advance, as well as the October solar eclipse and what to expect after that. And we've seen what's unfolded. Bitcoin broke out above 100K, whilst at the time it was only trading in the 50s. So this is important for me to bring up because, again, I know we're in the midst of a bull run. A lot of people are attracted to crypto right now. New people are joining the channel and our community, and I'm so grateful for your support. But if you're getting confused right now from some of this stuff, just take some time to go back and study. Or with that crypto decoding blueprint, you're going to be filled in exactly how I see this going. Again, the holiday sale is live right now. So perhaps you've watched my videos where I was decoding the year of 1964 and the S&P 500 chart. By the way, we've been tracking the year of the dragon analysis here since the end of 2023 in preparation for this whole year of 2024. And this year of 1964 is particularly important because it was the last Chinese year of the wood dragon, as you can see here. And that's very important because here in 2024, we're in the year of the wood dragon. So far, the market is perfectly repeating what it did back in 1964. And of course, we're speaking in the context of the stock market because Bitcoin is brand new. But keep your mind on the stock market right now. And of course, we're aware that this influences crypto, naturally. But 1964 is very important, and something I've mentioned quite often over the past couple months is that Kamala Harris was born in 1964, the year of the wood dragon. So think about that. Anyways, we have 1963. You see this big dip right here? This was the Kennedy assassination. And then after 1964, moving into 1965, the USA entered the Vietnam War. So you can see in these charts that during the assassination of a president and then going into war, the market still continued an uptrend. And it continued making new all-time highs over and over throughout 1964 and even 1965, eventually topping in Q1 of 1966. So while all of that was transpiring, we were seeing an uptrend continue. Well, we did get a major correction here. And by the way, that was after the first eclipse of the year of 1965, which is why I'm warning you about the first eclipse of 2025, March 14th. Well, on January 29th, next month, we'll be moving into the year of the snake. And this is kind of an important thing to keep in mind because snake years are tumultuous. Lots of psyops, lots of very strange events going on. And I believe we've even been seeing some unfold just over the past couple weeks, but I won't get off the rails here. One thing to mention about Chinese New Year, when we move into the year of the snake, which will be effectively the 29th of January, that coincidentally happens to be when Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks at the next FOMC meeting. So you gotta love their script, eh? But getting back to this S&P chart in 1964, you'll see something that actually doesn't happen often during these dragon years, which is the market moving up after an election. Typically, you'll see when analyzing the year of the dragon that around or leading up to the US election and for about 2 weeks after the election, the market has a healthy correction. But in 1964, we actually saw the market stable through the election, and then we even moved up higher into the end of November, and then we had our healthy correction. So one of the key conditions I mentioned at least half a year ago on this channel in regards to the final phase of our solar cycle after the second or October 2nd solar eclipse, excuse me. And the second key condition was a pullback into mid-December. Again, this was technical analysis for the stock market. And of course, I believed it would impact the crypto market, but I always said, over the months leading up to this moment, to expect Bitcoin to be trading much higher during this particular moment of mid-December in comparison to early October, whilst the traditional markets are correcting. So we've had both of these key conditions met as of yesterday, and now what we plan for is some support being built and a recovery phase, which might take perhaps until the end of January. So look at right here, we were just regaining new all-time highs at the end of January 1965, and then we had a small kind of chop before one last push-up, and that was a dramatic correction right here. So I want to get to the charts today, and you'll see the structure, and you'll see what we've been doing. Just perpetual higher highs with some mid-cycle corrections along the way. And now we've gotten our mid-December correction, and it's definitely seeming a little bit too dramatic. So with all of this being said, we've talked about how a potential pivot is underway. It could be taking through Christmas week, which is completely fine. And we are now just holding our structure as we've been building it and doing this over and over again throughout this whole time frame, as you can see on the support trend line. This means that the dip we're experiencing now is a gift because we are about to repeat the same move. Then the lows in that case could be this week, because if we are to repeat the same move, then the lows will likely show themselves when the market is scared and worried. It's capitulating. It's every moment you're seeing a new liquidation alert coming from X. So this seems to be the perfect time to recap what I reviewed in my last video regarding Christmas week in 2020. We're going to be heading back over to this chart over here because we could have very well got the shakeout that looks like this in late 2020. We could have gotten that synchronized yesterday. And this means the prime discounts are happening a week early, but still I wouldn't anticipate an immediate recovery for the altcoins because what I reviewed in my last video still stands, which is this moment we're in now is all about Bitcoin regaining dominance, as I said in the intro. And so far, Bitcoin dominance is experiencing effectively a V-shaped recovery, if I show you that real quick. And you could see it here. So this is important because Bitcoin is also trading above 100K, and it's been closing daily candles above 100K. It's even closed weekly candles above 100K. So this shakeout we're getting now is actually a very typical flash correction along the way to making new all-time highs. Basically, what happened yesterday was just another day in the matrix. So far, XRP is holding support. Ethereum, holding support. Even Solana backtested the March highs that we had over here. That's very important because previous resistance backtested could be flipping into a new support. These are all bullish signs. Also, remember what I shared about two videos ago here regarding Total 3. And I was talking about these Fib levels, specifically the 888 Fib. And we popped above it, retested prior all-time highs, and then since have now back-tested the 888 Fib. That's brilliant. We need to keep this all in mind because we're now retesting the lows of December 9th and December 10th for Total 3, which is what I talked about in my last video. We've done it over the past 48 hours. So this is not a time to get scared, because if you're feeling that way, that means the market maker won. So from a technical perspective, whether it's done earlier or later isn't as important as the overall warning to expect this type of volatility during this exact phase of the bull run, which is when Bitcoin is in its initial surge into price discovery. And this is the transition phase that brings us into a full-blown alt season. So on the surface, it seems scary what you're seeing in these charts over the past 48 hours and what your portfolio has been doing lately. But this is completely normal in a crypto bull run. These are completely normal crypto bull run vibes. Again, don't forget that many of these altcoins just went up 300 to 500% in only a month. So you need to expect a correction after such moves. And typically these corrections happen in pulses. where we have one at the start of it, which would be right there. This was your December 9th to 11th push. Then we have a bullish fake out, and then we return back to the same exact levels as the initial drawdown, what I believe we're experiencing now. And next is a slow seeming grind to the alt side, to the upside, before the market takes off again. And I see us moving into that phase next week. We just have to make it through this post FOMC soap opera, and then we'll keep things moving. All in all, I feel January 2025 is going to be an incredibly bullish month for this crypto market, which is why now is the perfect time to get prepared. So if you're interested in taking your investing game to the next level, make sure to check out that holiday sale I have over on my website. Since this is the perfect opportunity to level up your investing knowledge before the altcoins really take off. Again, that holiday sale is live now at watersabove.com/store using the promo code at checkout HOLIDAY24. It's all one word, all lowercase. And I appreciate you investing in yourself by investing in my art. It truly means the world to me. Now, we're going to be taking a look at XRP really quickly. We want to wrap up today's video here because I think this chart looks incredible. We just had XRP close off its 18th daily close above $2, compared to back in 2017, where there was only 9 daily closes above $2. That means here in 2024, we've officially doubled that amount so far, and we're likely to continue to. And I'd say that's incredibly bullish because it means this journey up to $2 for the first time in almost 7 years was not just a one-off quick visit. XRP is officially living up here now, so this is great to see. And from a technical perspective, seeing XRP hold this macro 888 fib level is very solid. I'd personally say that wouldn't be ringing any alarm bells unless XRP was to start trading below $1.45, which is not likely. And regarding the bullish case, even if there was to be a deeper correction, then retesting the top of this golden pocket around the 786 at $1.60, it wouldn't even be that bearish. Again, from a technical perspective, but at this time, I don't even expect those levels unless there's a black swan event, which is why earlier I brought up the S&P for the years of 1963 through 1965, because we had a whole slew of negative events, but the market was always quickly bought up afterwards, notably the 1963 assassination of JFK. And I bring this up because many are starting to expect Biden's passing before Trump's inauguration, which would obviously be a classic New World Order chess move. Getting Kamala into the presidential spot weeks before Trump moves back into the White House, combined with all these UAP, UFO, drone stories, it's really getting the conspiratorial type salivating right now. So as I always say, anything is possible in the matrix, but all that matters is how do we respond while everyone else is reacting? That's what separates greatness from mediocrity. So be prepared for any and all psyops right now. And that's always the case for the year of the dragon moving into the year of the snake. But with that being said, I'm still confident we're moving up from now until the end of February for the February new moon. And we could, of course, have certain baskets of altcoins push up into March, but we'll address that a little bit later. But once that March 14th lunar eclipse happens, I'll be shocked if the crypto market is still pushing up past then, because in all of Bitcoin cycles, its most bullish phase was after the final solar eclipse of its solar cycle and before the start of the next lunar cycle, which for us this time around, we have our lunar eclipse on March 14th, 2025, the date that I keep bringing up because I just really want to put emphasis on that so no one forgets it. And if you look back at what happened to Bitcoin in May of 2021, which I need to show you, I'm going to turn off everything here. So if you look back at what happened to Bitcoin in May of 2021, we topped out the month prior in April, also on a new moon. And then we experienced a major correction into May. And what happened in late May of 2021? Well, we started our lunar cycle on May 25th on a total lunar eclipse. Leading into this lunar eclipse, Bitcoin corrected over 50% for the most part. This is what triggered the end of the alt season in 2021, which is why I am not messing around with that lunar eclipse in March 2025. And if we are seeing noticeable expansion in the altcoins leading up to March, I definitely consider taking profits before this astrological event. But that's just me. That's my investment thesis. Don't copy me. Learn these markets. Study them. Also, some final thoughts, just because I'm expecting a noticeable correction in March and April 2025, this doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end of that bull run. Because even back in 2021, in our last cycle, we had one more run up into Q4 of that year. And although it turned into a double top, it was still a second chance, since we had an orchestrated correction from May through July 2021. A minimum of 60% correction across the board for altcoins. This presented an opportunity, but remember, that was happening after these coins already moved up dramatically. So if we are to have that happen in, let's just say, XRP, then I would already anticipate XRP to be at new all-time highs, likely in this 640 to 860 territory. And this has everything to do with this chart over here that I've been keeping track of. One of my favorite charts, which you'll see I have this arrow pointing we're here, which is literally exactly where we are in relationship to phase one. And this is where we're going next, which at this time, if I was to show you, we experienced about a 60% correction. So this could be the move that unfolds between April, May, but we're moving through this likely very soon before March. And I'll definitely be covering that opportunity I mentioned about for April, May this year, synchronized with what happened back in May through July of 2020. And I'll be covering that more in depth in future videos as this cycle progresses. But for now, stay calm. And if it dips, use your chips. And for those of you that took advantage of my holiday sale going over on at my website, I really appreciate your support and I'm looking forward to being a part of your journey. And I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Don't get shaken out. Much love.